Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Ian, a very good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well?
Apart from my current situation, I'm fantastic.
So you're gainfully employed, are you?
Oh, yeah. I work full-time. I'm actually a journalist myself.
Yeah, okay, great. Do you want to tell us who you work with or where you work?
I work for a local paper.
Good man. Okay, so you know the drill. It's journalism, of course, doesn't pay particularly well when you're starting out, but it's enough.
Definitely not.
No, indeed. But enough, hopefully, to get you on the property ladder.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And it's actually the first time, I'm 24 years old now, yeah. And it's actually the first time where I can actually have an opportunity to, you know, move out, live by myself.
Yeah.
And it's a situation at the moment where it's not the ideal situation to move out, but under particular circumstances, you know, I'm being, I wouldn't say pushed out, but pressured to leave by my parents and, like, my boyfriend, who I've been with for the past year and a half now.
Yeah.
He's basically living with me at the moment, but bottom line is that we have to go.
So you're living with your folks?
Mm-hmm.
In a what, big house, small house?
Oh, well, it's a typical house in, like, a suburban neighbourhood in Blanchardstown.
Yeah, and your boyfriend lives, does he share the room with you, the bed and the whole lot?
Oh, yeah, the whole lot. Like, there's no problem in that end, but there's a big challenge, like, at home. Like, one of my brothers, he just doesn't, you know, agree with it. He's basically pressuring my parents to, you know, kick us out. And unfortunately, you know, they're kind of vegetarian to that. Like, and you have to go.
Is that about two fellas together, or is that just about you and a partner, regardless of boy?
No, regardless of a partner. Yeah. Like, he just doesn't want someone, which I can understand to an extent, but, like, it's only been about 2 weeks since he's been living here.
Yeah. But it's enough to be causing enough trouble for
to find
somewhere to move out.
It's hell on earth, basically.
Right, okay, well, that's fair enough. These things can be complicated, so it's time to then say, right, I'm out. So we were talking to Michelle McMahon, actually, on the radio the other day from her.ie about how chaotic the rental market is and how difficult it is to find somewhere. So in an ideal world, where would you like to live, Ian?
An ideal world?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily say, well, alone, like, you know, rent an apartment or something like that. But at the moment, like, my boyfriend, he's a recent graduate anyway. He has an accounting degree, but he's currently unemployed.
Yeah.
So, like I said before, it's not the ideal situation to move out. Ideally, we would wait maybe a couple more months until he finds some stable job. But at the moment, we need to share a house with someone else, a house or an apartment or any other accommodation with other people.
Yeah.
Which isn't much of a problem. Like, I have no grievance against that.
So have you been to a few places to check it out and see what's going on?
Well, the thing is, Ryan, over the past 2 months, like myself and my boyfriend, we've been persistently looking to rent or share an accommodation. But we've been turned down countless of times, Ryan, by landlords who have openly said that they won't let gay couples into their home.
They say it to your face?
Yeah. I was the very first time it was a Polish man, and it was on the first day when we were actually looking for a place to move in, and he seemed really nice on the phone. He was interested in, you know, getting to know who we are and things like that. We were answering a couple of, you know, generic questions, and he was saying, "Oh, brilliant! Okay, so I'll stay home today. You come at any time. You know, I'll be here all day. Come up any time." And on my way up, he gave me a ring and he says, "So, are you and your girlfriend? Are they coming up? Are you going to come up anytime soon?" I says, "I'm coming up, but I'm with my boyfriend." And he went, there was a pause, and he says, "What? You're with your boyfriend? So you're gay guys?" And I says, "I am, yeah." And he says, "Oh, well, that changes everything. I won't have gay people living in my house." And like, it's not as if the place where we're looking for was owner occupied. Like, he wouldn't be living in the house himself.
But there'll be others living there.
There'll be others living there, yeah.
But he, as the landlord, felt, "No thanks, don't want gay people living in my house, my rented house."
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, at first I was really angered by it. Then it was really depressing as well. I got onto the housing charity Threshold. Like, my boyfriend was saying to me, "Listen, there's no point in holding a fuss against this. Like, it's the landlord, it's within his rights to, you know, deny a premises on this basis." But according to a woman who was really sympathetic with me on Threshold, she said that, you know, it's a Class A act of discrimination, you know?
I would have thought. So where do you go from there? Do you pursue it or just leave it?
Well, she said that she would recommend that I file an official complaint by filling out something called, and I think it's called an EOS-1 form or something like that.
Right.
But I put that on the back bench. Like, my main priority is to find a place, you know, and yeah. I'll deal with it, maybe all of that later.
Okay, so you kept going then. Did you try another few places?
I did, and this thing just kept on happening, like over and over again. I'd be getting emails back saying, no, we don't let like gay people into our house. And we visited a couple of places as well. Like, the last place we visited was in Adamstown, and it was this Moldovan. He was the landlord, and he said to us, so, you know, unfortunately, it is a double room. I hope you realize that. And he says, yeah, we're well aware of that. He says, oh, you're gay. I'm not sure if we can allow you. And I was like, why not? They said, it's just, there's a child in the house, and I'm not sure about what the parents would think about that. And he says, what we'll have to do is we'll have to get all the occupants of the house together. I think there was about maybe four people living there, and have a vote whether or not you could stay. But the answer was no. And he can...
Did that conclave happen? Did they meet and vote, or did that happen or not? Do you know?
I know. Well, he said he'll get back to us. He said he'll ring around, but I don't think that actually happened, because we could tell by his expression that he wasn't enthusiastic at all about showing us around the place.
Did anyone send you an email and in writing say, no, thank you, no gays allowed?
Yeah, and this was many times. Like, this,
you have a few. Do you have a few emails with that on it?
I do.
And don't give me any names now, but what sort of language would they use?
Well, yesterday it was this man. He said, I sometimes say, you know, like, it's very time consuming, Ryan.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say over the phone that I am gay, that I'm living with my boyfriend at the moment. I intend to move someplace with him. But, it's perfectly within my rights not to mention that over the phone. But just because we're in a rush to move in some place, we don't want to waste our time. And this man yesterday, he emailed me back saying, listen, we don't allow gay people in here. Didn't you read the ad? We have a child. Like as if blaming me, like, of course, why would we let a gay couple into the house with you know, a child?
Tell me, give me some details about your boyfriend.
Well, he's currently unemployed at the moment, like I said. He's just a recent graduate, and he's actually seeking asylum now in Ireland. Like, he had a terrible time when he was living in... He's Malaysian as well. He had a terrible time, like, growing up in Malaysia. And he's been seeking asylum, I think, for the past several weeks now. He officially applied for it.
Yeah.
But he's perfectly happy in Ireland. Like, he loves Ireland. Like, he said he's a completely different person now since he moved here. Before, he just got bullied in school and things like that. Like, the government have openly come out saying that, you know, they condemn homosexuality and they don't tolerate it. And people who are found guilty of being gay are more than likely to get prosecuted.
You see, you're ticking a lot of boxes that would make a potential housemate or owner raise an eyebrow. And whether you like it or not, Ian, and you're a hack, so you know that I can talk straight to you. So you've got, your boyfriend is a gay Malaysian unemployed asylum seeker.
Yeah, right?
How many boxes can you not tick to make him feel like the big bad wolf coming up the path? Even though, talking to you, I can tell he's nothing of the sort, but it's not a good look, you know, for somebody who is very conservative looking out the window at what's coming up the path. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Ryan, I know what you're talking about completely. And he's the type of guy where you'd know he was gay. Like, there's no chance for... Like, talking to him for a couple of minutes, you get a pretty clear picture, right?
Of what?
You'd know that he was gay.
Because he's...
I wouldn't say flamboyant, but, you know, the way he dresses, the way he talks, his whole persona, you know.
He's camp.
Yeah, he's gay.
Yeah, okay. And he's your fella, so you can say that. I'm not going to say it.
He's gay as Christmas, right?
I like your honesty. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I know, but like he's a lovely chap, like Brian. He warms to any person, like so naturally, like
yeah,
like literally, like instantly, like he becomes someone's best friend.
I understand. And where did you meet?
We actually met through an LGBT society. Like he was studying in Waterford IT, in Griffith College, and we our society's kind of. Like linked up, we went out a couple of times and just went on from there.
Okay, so the search continues, Ian? Is that the score? You're still looking?
Yeah, the search continues like literally every day. Like I'm in work, kind of half work and half on property websites.
Yeah, that's a tough old road, in fairness.
It really is. But I'm fairly optimistic. Like I'm pretty confident that we will get through it. But it's very disheartening, especially when I ring up these landlords and we end up having, you know, quite the banter over the phone. We talk about different things, like myself, like, well, about my work, things like that. And then once they land the question, I want to move into an accommodation with my boyfriend. There's always that long, awkward silence and kind of an awkward maybe laugh. And he'd be like, no, like, I'm sorry, unfortunately not. I don't agree with the gay lifestyle. I'm from Poland. That was another thing. We don't have a homosexuality in my country. Like we wouldn't know what to expect.
Yeah, well, I can hear your disbelief in it. I mean, any country that says they don't have that, or not any, but just he was only one person. Obviously, not all the Polish people would feel that way.
Of course not.
And
right.
Equally, like it's
Irish. Irish people as well. Like, I have several Polish friends as well.
Yeah, you know the score.
Like, I'm not,
Okay. Well, look, keep us posted as to what happens. I'd be curious to know. Do you get sorted? Maybe somebody listening today who has no issue with it will get in touch and we'll pass on details. But it's a very telling microcosm, I think, of the bigger picture societally in this country, and I can't get into any broader comments on that because of the nature of forthcoming referendums and so on like that, but that is a very telling story that you've shared with us today, Ian, and thank you for being so honest, and I wish you well.
That's no worry. I know, like, it's an issue that I haven't heard before personally.
Absolutely.
And I really think it needs to be highlighted.
Absolutely.
And addressed.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Martina in Leash says, that's awful, this day and age. When are people going to wake up? It's 2015, for God's sake. Whose business is it whether the lads are gay or not? Too much judgment doing the rounds. Get with the times, everyone. This makes me mad. People don't plan to be gay to get all this sort of abuse. The poor fellas, I hope they get somewhere nice to live in a place where they are happy and accepted, as they should be. Another says, tell him to try Russia. And another says, tell that guy to lodge a complaint. Lodge that complaint with the Equality Authority as soon as possible. It is, if not for himself, then for the entire LGBT community. This is utterly appalling, but bear in mind, the time limit is very short. So that's just one.
It is.
Suggestion.
I'll be making more than maybe 25 complaints at this stage.
Yeah,
just clear out. No, you're gay.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. It's a very telling story. Ian, I wish you well and keep us posted. We'll talk to you soon, I have no doubt.
I much appreciate it.
Nice to talk to you.
Soon.
Take it easy. Bye.